This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الإله الرب الرحمن الرحيم الحي القيوم الخالق الخلاق البارئ المصور المالك المليك الرزاق الأحد الواحد الصمد الهادي الوهاب الفتاح.
The Fiqh of Allah's Perfect Names. Chapter 1, Lesson 1, Allah, Al-Ilah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam, ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen, nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This audio clip is the first lesson in the first chapter of the book, The Fiqh of Allah's Perfect Names. Now, as we mentioned in the introduction, the book actually has chapters that are prior to this chapter, but those chapters deal with principles and benefits and things like that. They don't deal with the names themselves. So the first chapter that deals with the names themselves is the chapter that deals with two names, Allah and Al-Ilah. I've already read to you from the summary of what those two names mean, and those audios, inshallah ta'ala, have already reached you. But this is where we go into the detail and we really try and understand the name in as much detail as we possibly can. What I'm going to do is, the PDF that I have is around about four A4 pages. So I'm probably going to break this audio into three or four lessons, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah, each lesson can be sent out to you probably, you know, on a different day, so that inshallah people are able to take it nice and slowly, and when you put those lessons together, you'll finish the chapter inshallah ta'ala, and you'll have a very, very detailed understanding of these two names, Allah and Al-Ilah. So the Shaykh, he said, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, three names are the foundation of Allah's perfect names, which through the meanings they contain encompass the meanings of all of the other names of Allah. Three names, which are Allah, Ar-Rabb, and Ar-Rahman. So the Shaykh here is saying that there are three names. These three names are like the foundation of all of Allah's perfect names. Their meanings cover all of the meanings of the other names of Allah. Allah, Ar-Rabb, and Ar-Rahman. And it's no surprise that the first three chapters of the book are the chapter Allah and Al-Ilah, and Ar-Rabb, and Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So the Shaykh, he's began with the three names that are the foundation of all of Allah's perfect and beautiful names. The Shaykh, he said, these three names contain in their meanings all of the names of Allah. So it's like you can find every name of Allah within these three names, Allah, Ar-Rabb, and Ar-Rahman. The Shaykh went on to explain, he said, the names of Allah all revolve around these names and come back to them. The name Allah encompasses all of the attributes of being deserving of worship. So everything that relates to being deserving of worship can be said to come within the name Allah. And the name Ar-Rabb encompasses all of the attributes of lordship, everything to do with being the Lord, creator, sustainer, provider, sovereign, the controller of the universe, all of that stuff, it comes within the name Ar-Rabb. And Ar-Rahman encompasses all of the attributes of showing excellence and generosity and goodness, all the things to do with how Allah Azza wa Jalla shows kindness and generosity and goodness and excellence. All of that can be found within the name Ar-Rahman. The meanings of Allah's names all revolve around these three, and these three names all come together in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Ummul Qur'an. Ummul Qur'an, for those of you who know Arabic, Ummul Qur'an, if you were to translate it literally, would be the mother of the Qur'an. But here doesn't mean the mother. Is the origin of something, the source of it, the heart of it, the core of it, the summary of it. That's what we say, shay, the of something. And so Ummul Qur'an, it's like the heart or the core, the most important part, the summary of the Qur'an. And that's why the scholars of tafsir, or some of them, said that Surah Al-Fatiha is a summary for the whole Qur'an. So the Sheikh now quotes from Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, that he said, know that this surah comprises and embodies the basis of the most lofty of objectives in the most comprehensive way. It comprises of acquainting you with the one who is worshipped, blessed and high through three names. They are the reference for all of the perfect names and lofty attributes, and all of their meanings revolve around these three names. They are Allah, Ar-Rabb and Ar-Rahman. And the surah is based upon worship, lordship and mercy. You alone we worship, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, is based upon the fact that Allah is deserving of worship. You alone we seek help from, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, is based upon Allah's lordship. And seeking guidance to the straight path, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, is based upon the attribute of mercy. The praise of Allah covers all these three things. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen covers all three. For Allah is deserving of praise for His being worshipped, and for His lordship, and for His mercy. So Ibn al-Qayyim here, it's really beautiful. If you read through it a few times, Ibn al-Qayyim is giving you a summary of Surah Al-Fatiha as it relates to the names of Allah, and saying there are really three themes as it relates to the names of Allah in Surah Al-Fatiha, which can be summarized by Allah, Ar-Rabb, Ar-Rahman. And what relates to Allah is all about being deserving of worship. What relates to Ar-Rabb is all about being the Lord and the sovereign and the owner, the possessor. And what relates to Ar-Rahman is all about being mercy, and it's all about mercy and kindness and guidance. And he gave three ayat, or three parts from Surah Al-Fatiha, each part relating it to a different name. And then saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is like a summary of all of that. So it's almost like the first part of Surah Al-Fatiha is a summary of the surah, and Surah Al-Fatiha is a summary of the entire Quran. So it's a really beautiful concept and something it's well worth going through. The Shaykh, he continued and he said, the first of the perfect names of Allah, blessed and exalted, that we will begin with, is His name Allah. It is a name that a group of the people of knowledge mentioned as being Allah's greatest name. The name which, if He is called on by it, He answers, and if He is asked by it, He gives. This name has unique qualities and distinguishing features which are unique to it. The Shaykh elsewhere in the book actually spoke about Allah's greatest name. And he said that there are really three strong opinions. The scholars have many tens and tens of different opinions about what Allah's greatest name is. They do agree that Allah has a greatest name, because it's mentioned in more than one hadith that Allah has a greatest name, the name that if you make dua to Him with it, He's going to answer your dua. And if you ask Him for something by it, He's going to give it to you. But they differed over what that name is. And the Shaykh said that there are three opinions that are the most important and the strongest of the three, or the strongest of all of the many tens of opinions. He said the first one is that it is the name Allah. That Allah's greatest name is Allah. And that's because the name Allah can be found in all of the hadith which are said to contain Allah's greatest name. And likewise, the name Allah encompasses the meaning of all of Allah's other names. So it's like all of the names of Allah are found inside of the name Allah. The second opinion is that it is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. The two names together, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And that's because Al-Hayyul Qayyum also can be found in those ahadith. And the third opinion is that it isn't one name, but that the name of the greatest name of Allah is actually the greatest names of Allah. And in Arabic, you can make a sentence like that. And what it means is all of the names of Allah that are comprehensive, like Allah, Ar-Rabb, Ar-Rahman, Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, these names that are all very comprehensive, all of them are Allah's greatest name. In summary, what should you be doing? You should be using all of these names frequently in your dua. It's one of the key points, because each of them has a potential to be Allah's greatest name. So generally, when you make dua, try to say, O Allah, O Hayy, O Qayyum, O Rahman, O Rahim, and so on, because this will make sure that you got, you know, the more you do it, the more you have that ability to get Allah's greatest name, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And of course, look at the ahadith which mention it And when we go to the end of the course, we're going to go back to these topics, inshallah, and talk about how we can implement that, and how we can what kind of words we can use in our dua to make sure that we mention Allah's greatest name. Because there are certain times the companions would say a dua, and the Prophet ﷺ would say inside of that dua is Allah's greatest name. The Shaykh, he continues talking about the unique qualities, and he said, among the unique qualities of this name is that it is the foundation of all of Allah's perfect names. All of the other names are attributed to it and described in terms of it. Allah the Exalted said, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, the translation of which is, to Allah belong the most perfect and beautiful names, so call upon Him by them. And Allah Azza wa Jal, the Exalted, He also said, the translation of which is, Allah, there is no God worthy of worship except Him. To Him belong the most perfect and beautiful names. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa lahul asma'ul husna. And Allah the Exalted also said, the translation of which is, He is Allah, the one who there is no God worthy of worship except Him, nor of that which is unseen and that which is witnessed. He is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He is Allah, the one who there is no God worthy of worship except Him. Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. Exalted is Allah in perfection above what they associate in partners with Him. He is Allah, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. To Him belong the most perfect and beautiful names. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth exalts His perfection, and He is Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. Therefore, we say that Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Khaliq, Ar-Razzaq, Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim are names of Allah. And we don't say that Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim are names of Al-Aziz and so on. So here the Shaykh is saying, whenever you refer to the names of Allah, you refer to them as being names of Allah, as if the name Allah is the foundation. It's the foundation and everything else is built upon it. Also, from the unique qualities of this name is that it's a requisite for all of the meanings of Allah's perfect and beautiful names, and it indicates their meanings in a general way. The other perfect and beautiful names elaborate and make evident the attributes of divinity, which are the attributes of majesty, perfection, and greatness. Therefore, it is the name to which all of the other perfect and beautiful names of Allah go back to, and their meanings revolve around. So all of those other names, they it's a requisite, you know, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being, for example, Ar-Rahman, what is needed for that, or what has to be there, is that He is Allah, the one who has divinity. And so all of them, it's like they all go back to that name, and all of the meanings revolve around that name, Allah, because that's the name, is the name of God, the name of divinity, the name of the one who is worshipped. And so it's like all of those other names kind of go back, and all of those attributes of majesty, perfection, and greatness, they have that essential meaning. They need that essential meaning of the one that deserves to be worshipped because of having those attributes. So as we go on, this will become clear, insha'Allah ta'ala. The Shaykh, he said, among the unique qualities of this name is that the alif and lam, which is al, are not dropped from the name when calling upon Allah with it. So we don't say la, we don't drop the al, we say Allah. Even when we say ya, ya Allah, O Allah. So the alif and lam have become as though they were part of the core of the name. All of the other names, the al, you can take it off, put it on. And there are some times where you have to take it off. However, the name Allah, the al never ever drops away. It's become part of the name itself. As for the other perfect and beautiful names, if they're preceded by an interjection like ya in Arabic or o in English, O Allah, those other names, when you say O and you call upon Allah with them, the alif and lam are dropped from them. Therefore, we don't say ya ar-Rahman, and we don't say ya ar-Rahim, and we don't say Ya Al-Khaliq. Instead, we say Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Khaliq. And I'm sure if you listen to the witr dua in Ramadan, you often hear the Imam say, it's like, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman. So why is it that we still keep the Al? We say Ya Allah, because it's become part of the word. It's become a part of the word. It can't be separated. It can't be taken away. That Al has to stay there. Allah, unlike all of the other names. I think inshallah ta'ala, that's a good place to stop for the first lesson. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue right from here in the second lesson from chapter 1. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. Wa salatu wa salam ala Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.